Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting right now?
Hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast.
Well, you can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to. You can also watch this podcast on the YouTube.
On the YouTubes. That's what the cool kids are doing, evidently. We're also in TikTok and Pinterest.
Nope. Yeah, I need a TikTok, that's for sure.
I do. I just ate a burger and it was delicious.
We're going to be burping a lot. I'm sorry. It's
that and I'm going to get real.
Hot Sex Podcast by Jen.
I'm
going to
get real comfortable and my pants are going to get tight. I'm sure, like, when I go to take off my pants, it's going to have that, like, pink thing around the middle where, like, you know when your pants are too tight and it looks like you have a giant 360-degree scar?
Absolutely.
From
where
denim?
You're like, you can read what brand the button is on your stomach. But can I tell you something? Here's a weird place I've gotten at in my life, and I'm really proud of it. This is going to sound so stupid, and I'm going to punch myself saying it, but I just decided to buy clothes that are the size I'm at right now. So I sized up my jeans, and I sized up my underwear, and my life has changed, you guys.
Why is that the dumbest thing you've ever said? It's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Well,
I don't understand what the other side of that would be.
I should have done it a long time ago, because I'm always like, well, this isn't fitting. Let me just beat myself up until
I'm
lose the 10 pounds that I need. But I'm like, you know, I'm where I'm at in life. And I don't care.
Be where you are.
You know what, too? I need to say that we have this exciting news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're for
listening.
The first time ever.
First time
podcast
ever.
Podcast fans. We're going to record a live podcast in the not our birthplace, but
yeah,
in like our hometown back in Nebraska.
We're going to Nebraska to do our first ever live podcast.
Friday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Benson Theater. It's this beautiful old theater that they've redone.
Which is outside of Omaha, right?
It's Benson? In Omaha. It's in the heart of Omaha.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been like annexed 100 years ago, but it's like a great old part of Omaha that's been like rejuvenated. I go back and I'm like, this is where I used to go to buy heroin. No. I've never done heroin. But there were places that were like kind of run down, and you go back now and
Omaha
they're like,
looks
beautiful.
So good. It's so trendy,
yeah.
And like those indoor-outdoor restaurants and the hotels are super nice. I'm like, what's up, Omaha?
Yeah, so come see us. It's a 7 p.m. show. Go to imomsohard.com. We'll have the link. It's part of the Omaha Comedy
Festival.
Fest.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
And there's plenty of restaurants there, too.
Totally.
You can go.
And just know that if you're thinking, oh, we just saw them, this is obviously a whole new show because it will be a podcast, much like we're doing right now. And also, there's only about 150 seats.
Yeah.
So we anticipate that my mother will give out many free tickets. And so we'll have 60 left to sell.
We will have 40 tickets left.
Right. My mom will be like, Kristen, they're my ladies from choir.
Yeah. But we also will have a microphone set up where you can ask questions and be a part of our podcast.
Yeah, we want it to be – we're figuring it out because we think this is going to be really fun. So come join us. Go to the imomsohard.com website. Also, we are on tour. We have about 10 cities left.
Yeah.
So come see us do that. We're having so much fun. Gosh, we had such a good time in Eugene and Santa Rosa. We're about to hit Austin and Dallas, which will now be past that time.
Yeah.
So we'll just say – We had a ball in Austin and
you
Dallas.
You know we did. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Austin, I drank too much because I'm going to see
me too.
I like have as many friends in Austin and Dallas as I do in Omaha, maybe.
I do too. I'm going to see crazy. Melissa and Kevin.
Yeah.
In Dallas, which I'm very excited
Kevin
about.
Kevin
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg, that's right.
One of my known him since I was a kindergartner.
Yeah.
When he wore a Nebraska beret.
Big I Mom So Hard fan.
Yeah,
love that guy.
And Hawaiian shorts. And I was like, I think we need to be friends forever.
Yeah.
You man, good boy.
And then they are. They yeah. are friends forever. Big, well, yeah, big Kristen fan. But can I talk about the thing that I.
The thing we're going to talk about today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can show it if you want. I can't. How come I always have to put in my security code for my stupid computer? Why is that a thing?
You're protecting yourself.
Is anyone
yourself.
Really going to get on here and go, boy, I can't wait to see what she has on her desktop?
Oh, it's just
it's so
salacious.
Scandalous. Why
yeah.
is it all screenshots of credenzas? She needs to get a fucking life.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm not interesting. Like, stop making me do security codes all the time.
No, I know.
Am
that's,
I 100?
When people are like, the government's going to watch you, I'm like.
I don't care.
That's their funeral, man. They're going to bore themselves to death.
I'm excited somebody wants to.
I nobody's interested in my shit anymore. It's all, like, screenshots of, like, Candyland Christmas stuff. My
right.
son's like, it's too early. Don't do it. You're
yeah,
embarrassing
it's embarrassing.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm like, oh, that looks like a good mosquito cream. I should get that one. Or.
Yeah.
Ugh, you guys, I don't know.
How do I make my chin go away?
I know.
Stuff like that. No, it's
nobody,
never.
You're going to open this and you're going to know exactly that it's me without one single picture
same.
Of it being me.
Same, same.
You're also going to see like five different pictures of me trying out different hairstyles on a really sad app and nobody needs to see those.
Well, also on Kristen and my computer, you're going to find like on my computer, there'll be like 500 photos of Kristen.
I know.
Like I'm a stalker.
Well, on my phone, I'm like, Jen, if somebody found my phone, they'd be like, a nice looking lesbian couple.
Yeah, that's what
and this must be the donor.
But
and it would be
what?
My husband.
I, you know, this isn't because I fantasize about you in a pantsuit. It's, a, you know, God forbid, if we ever find ourselves on our own, we can always team up and parent these two.
Oh, 100%.
These four.
We'd move in. Yeah. It would be like Kate and Allie. We'd move in together and we'd be like, let's just, we've been doing this together forever. Let's just take it the distance.
I dare you to have an affair.
Yeah. We'll just, we've
is
been.
Is that famous last word?
We've been wanting a duplex
that.
Forever. So this
I know,
just like.
Makes the commuter easier.
My husband bugs me one more time. I swear to God. I'm
going
to make this happen.
I feel like our husbands know they're not getting out. Like they're still going to
oh,
help
yeah.
us. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I'm locked in, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, well, I signed a contract.
Yeah,
I guess I'm in this.
Hmm.
How long
What's
do I
buyout?
Have to do this?
Yeah,
is there any time that this just can lapse, and
yeah.
I don't have to do the paperwork?
Yeah, but then you have a couple good laughs, and you're like, yeah.
It literally is daily, especially. When you're doing a home renovation.
Yep.
And you're living together in a little tiny back house. And you have two dogs who follow you all the time because they're nervous and they don't understand what the fuck is going on. They're like, what's a jackhammer?
I know. I swear, every time any of that's going around, my dogs just come up to me and put their paw on me like, don't have me put to sleep. They just don't know
yeah.
what's happening.
They're like, you getting rid of me? Are you,
yeah.
are you getting a new family?
Family? Yeah.
New family?
I know. It's,
new family,
yeah.
new choice? And I'm like, well, Daisy, you've always been a hard sell.
I'll take her.
My kids would hate me, but she is such a freaking high maintenance dog. Golden retrievers are high maintenance, but they won't tell you. That's why this guy's like me. She could have a broken hip. You wouldn't know it. She'd just like smile through it and like
yeah.
kind of deal with
She's
it.
She's on a cart.
Right. But Daisy is like, this kibble, I would not eat it anymore. I don't like the kibble. And then we took her to the vet, and the vet's like, she's losing weight. Like, this is, like, serious. We're like, she has food. She just doesn't want to eat it. And he's like, well, you need to get her some food. She'll eat. And I'm like, what the fuck? My dogs ate Alpo out of a freaking barrel on the farm. I don't know if we ever opened the bag more than once.
There's
we dumped it all in one same thing, and they ate it for 3 weeks.
I mean,
I went through a lot of dogs.
Humans are really messing with, what is it, Darwin? Or
yeah.
No, because
she's basically texting me like, I don't want to eat your swill.
Yeah, I had to buy our dog a sweater when her haircut was too short.
Yeah,
I'm
these
like,
high maintenance ass dogs,
person.
I don't know. So now we have to buy her salmon. Salmon food.
Shit, me too. What?
Right? I know. I'm like, I'm cutting it, and I'm like, if I put this on each of the kids' plates, they would not know. This is like literally like a salmon cake. This is like
That's what my husband and I are like, if we win the lottery, can we have sushi every night? And then we'll be so skinny and healthy. And like,
yeah. But my
that's
dog
what
gets
she's
it.
Getting.
And meanwhile, I'm wearing a shirt with like no armpits. I'm like.
Because I'm like, she had to cut out the sweat stains.
And it's like poodle. It's like poodle stuff. So they always get matted and stuff. And I love her, but I'm like, God darn it, this dog's high maintenance. More high maintenance than me. And so then we've got to give her this fancy food. And so what she does is, like, to prove a point, she doesn't like the kibble. She noses the kibble out of the bowl and it just goes everywhere. And we're in this little tiny back house with kibble all over the floors. It's going great.
You know what? I feel like Daisy and Delilah are cut from the same cloth, man. She's the exact same
I feel like I'm going to catch Daisy smoking a cigarette. And she's like, well, I'm hungry all the time. So I
Where'd she get that tiny caftan from?
Yeah.
Jen. She got it from Jen. Yeah, because she ordered it with
why is she
Penny's
wearing everything
shirt?
That's in a Leo? And
everything's got a leopard on it.
Everything's got a leopard on it. She thinks as long as it's leopard, it all matches. She's like sitting on a beanbag.
I'm Leo and I'm Year of the Dragon. Yeah. I do that. But you know what I did? This is not what we're talking
about. We're
going to
talk about
it. But I looked up the kids' Chinese zodiac and I'll be damned if they aren't dead on.
Really?
They're crazy.
I haven't done that yet. My kids both know theirs, but I don't know theirs.
Well, it's funny because like Eleanor and Dash are the same.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because it's the same year.
The same year. Yeah. It can be different though because it's not exactly. It's not January to December.
Right.
It's like a lunar
What are
thing.
They?
So they, oh gosh, they are.
Finn is the year of the brat.
They're.
The year of the
judger. What is it? I think they're the.
The year of the.
I do think they're like the crab or something. I'm trying to think of what it
fitting.
Was. But it's, and then Delilah's a goat. Which it does mean they're like.
Obstinate.
They're stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not that she doesn't, because I keep. One of my friends gave us this really good advice one time that was like, picture when your daughter does something, picture that she's a boy doing it and see if it rubs you the same way. Because girls are taught that they're supposed to be so polite and so agreeable all the time. And you do get a little like, well, little missy. Like, and so it does like.
Yeah, I've been running into that my whole life.
Yeah, she just is opinionated. Now she's like. Like I said about Eleanor before, where I was saying like, she's got a really good argument. It's like, it's hard to say like. You're not just being crazy in this. You're not being
There's
illogical.
A difference between being like somebody that has a point of view and somebody who's being snotty. Like if they're just having a little bit of a tantrum and being snotty, that's boy or girl.
Yeah.
That's different. It's tone.
It is.
It's tone.
Yeah.
If they're talking back in an impolite way, that's poor behavior.
Yeah.
But if they're being like if they have a point of view and they're saying something worth it, you got to kind of take off your own gender bias and look at them like neutrally. I have to be careful that I don't do that in reverse with Finn because he is, you know, I don't know. I guess I'll just say it the way I know how to say it. Like he is very boyish. He's loves basketball. He's, you know, he's like, if we lived on a farm, he'd be outdoors with the animals all the time. He's just like an outdoorsy, woodsy boy. But I have to remember like he has feelings too and he can have good days and bad days and that I need to be like, I need to think to myself, am I being harder on him because he is a boy and I think he can take it?
Yeah.
Or would I ever talk this way to Eleanor? And sometimes the answer is no, I wouldn't because Eleanor is very sensitive. And I need to remember that Finn is too. He's just coming at it a different way.
I do have to say
but
to Delilah
bratty.
Sometimes, this is a second thing about her, which is that I do say to her, like, I just need you to be tougher right now, which sometimes as women, unfortunately, we just have to do sometimes, you know, like we have to not be bothered by shit sometimes. And like, so, you know, she got scratched by the cat that is staying with us. And, you know, that hurts like little kittens.
Hell yeah, it does.
So I was like, I go, but you know what? You need to, their feet are in their litter box. You need to clean this out. And I understand that it hurts. So you need to take care of your body. And she's like, but it hurts. I'm like, you got
to
do it anyway.
Your period.
Yeah. You got to toughen up about this stuff. But it's what's hard with her is it is a stubbornness, but it's like, I think it will end up working out for her, not in an annoying way, but in a good way where she's logical to a fault, where she's like, here's what I want to eat for dinner. Here it is. I set it out for you. It's of like, why wouldn't you just do this?
Yeah.
Like, and I need to have a very solid argument to explain to her, like, well, here's why you can't have pasta 3 meals a day.
I think this is the thing when you use the word because I said so or because I'm the mommy.
And I do.
I don't always have
it.
To have an argument with my kids. That's what I feel like. And I that's old school, but I'm like, you know what? We are not equals. You are not my intellectual equal. You are younger
and you need guidance. And right now you're going to eat this food because I told you to. And I don't want to have a back and forth about it right now.
Yes.
We can later, but I don't want to do it right now.
I definitely do say that where, and in the last 2 days I have said that. I go, I'm going to have you do things that are easier and faster than for me sometimes.
Right.
And I don't care if you don't like that, but it will make sense to you someday. So this is what's happening.
Just remember our parents.
They were like,
shut up.
I'm flipping off the camera right now just so everybody
knows. Here's
the
bird. Enjoy it. Like, or if they cussed and you looked offended, I mean, if your parents cussed, which they did.
God, yeah.
Oh, my God. My mom.
My mom could knock a buzzard off a shit wagon.
Oh, boy. My mom, when she got pulled over one time, I was in the back seat and she got a ticket and she totally deserved it because she was totally speeding. And she was like dropping the F-bomb every other word when the police officer was walking back to the car. And I remember being like 10 and like totally using this
Mom's
moment.
Mom's getting in trouble.
Yeah, being like, well, Mom, it doesn't seem like you're really thinking about what you say before you say it right now. And then it was just like, Chrissy Margaret Hensley, you shut your beep, 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 beep. And it was kind of the whole time.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, today, what we're going to talk about, I'm going into my computer again.
Going
because
into security.
Sorry, let me just put in my security code to tell you about how Jen and I have started to fall all the time.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We're not going to break a hip. We're not that old yet.
We're not
but
that
it's
old.
Something different.
There's nothing going on in the brain. Everything's fairly okay. But when we started talking about falling, it really did open up. I started to really think about it, and I did a little research, which I think you're going to find fascinating, which I did not know. But mostly, you should tell everybody what happened to you in the parking lot.
Yeah. Don't let me forget my research on balance, too. Is that what yours is? Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's new shit out about
that.
But so this is what happened to me that kind of sparked this, where I was like, what is happening to me? Which is I was walking out of the grocery store and some jackass had left a parking stop right exactly where it's supposed to go, you know, at the end of a stall. I just was you know those like cement things that stop the car from like going into the front of the Ralph's like, they're like a cement, like a...
like one of the things that you like pull your tires up to park?
Yeah.
He moved it?
No, it was right where it was supposed to be.
Oh.
I just was not paying attention.
Oh.
I wasn't paying attention.
That's
I backs,
on you.
It was totally on me, but I react in a very pissed way, like,
sure.
Who left this?
Who put this parking spot here?
Yeah. It wasn't a totally appropriate place, but I hit it with... I was in flip-flops, and I hit it with all of my toes on one foot. And... it was like, it happened very quickly, but I managed to have this entire inner monologue that I would like to share with you right now, because I cannot believe, like, as a person who does not think that quickly, in the 2 seconds it took me to like
hit the ground
and then hit the ground, I went, what was that? Oh, I bet it was a parking thing. I shouldn't have walked this way without looking. I think I can stop myself from falling. I usually can. But I'm having trouble finding my footing right now. Does this mean I'm getting old? Well, looks like there's no way out of this but to fall. But I think this position will provide for the least amount of bodily injury. And then I landed. But I had all of those thoughts in my head, like doing that math and even deciding like how I was going to. And I landed on my hip.
Oh.
And the only thing that I did that was like really dumb was one of my fingers like got kind of bent back. It was mostly the nail, that sucker popped off.
Where did you have shopping bags?
I had shopping. I was laid out, you guys. And let me tell you what was, that part was embarrassing. But there was God love it. There was a sweet 65-year-old woman who was really concerned. And you know when people come up and they're concerned and you're like, why are you so concerned? Am I bleeding? And I don't realize it was like.
You're like, am I of the age where you're concerned?
I know. Like, she was like, do you need
anything?
If you
were 20, they'd be like, get up. I mean, bounce back.
I was
do
like,
parkour.
Just quit making eye contact with me. Leave me with like a little bit
She's
of pride,
like,
woman.
Are you okay?
I was like, go away. Go away. I'm fine. Let me pick up these oranges. It was just roly shit, too. It could go everywhere. It was like,
when? You're like, Can you get my maxis with wings that are, they're all over the place. Yep. Can you get my super blessed tampons?
She's like, now I'm really worried
That'll break
about
my
you.
Fall.
What is
yeah, what's wrong?
Too bad that didn't go under
you
my
You didn't have
elbow
your three-dayer underneath your elbow. You would
oh,
have been
God.
Okay.
But it was so embarrassing. And I also.
And falling.
I have always said too, my athletic ability is pretty not existent, except I have good balance, which has made me think maybe I should go to ninjutsu school because I would be a good ninja of really good balance. And like I used to date this guy that would
ninjutsu?
Try to trip me all the time.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Ninja school. Yeah. What ninjas, what they study is ninjutsu.
Okay. If yeah. Wait, are you just going to tell me you went on a date with a guy that was a ninja? Is that what you were just going to say?
No, I wish. I would have.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wish I would have dabbled with a ninja.
I don't think I would have dabbled with a ninja. Because that would have been the expectation that I'm going to become a ninja. And
really?
We all know sexually, I'm... What is the opposite?
You're a sexual ninja.
I would...
Nope,
that's a
nope.
really strong way of saying it.
Meaning
what's
that,
a,
like,
what's a
where
sexual
is she?
Average?
We can't see where she's at. She's escaped somehow.
If escaping is just playing dead.
Wait, how did she get from underneath me into watching
a true crime.
Forensic Files in the next room at Ninja? That's no, I did, but I did. I dated a guy that used to try to trip me to be funny because I would always brag about how good my balance.
I fucking hate that.
And I never did it. He never did it. So that I tripped on this. I was
what a dick. I don't like that guy.
Oh no, I didn't either. But it's amazing though. It really amazing that like it's come to this.
I know. Well, you posted that. You posted that you tripped, and women loved it, and they all were saying the same thing. It's like your mom brain is doing so many things that then to do a relatively like basic. Operation, your brain's like, what?
No, I shut my entire leg in the car door. Like,
yeah.
I forgot a part of my body outside.
Because you
the
were
car.
Like, are my bags all in here? Did because how many times? I don't know if you've ever done this. I've literally bought crap at a store, been like, thank you so much, walked out, left the bag.
No,
never once. Oh my God, that's ADD. It's
so.
Delightful. So then I go back in, I'm like, I forgot my stuff that I bought. But then you shut your leg in the door because you're like, did I forget the flip flops that I just bought in Target? Like, I can't, your brain doesn't have endless space. So I think once you're like focused on one thing, you forget about the other thing, which is generally an appendage, and then you shut it in your car door.
I couldn't believe it. I would think that you would be good at it because you are good at juggling like a lot of thoughts at one time. Like, you're aware of what's happening. Like, I feel like. You would always be aware that one of your legs is in the street while the rest of your body is in the car. And like,
I will say I'm not generally a clumsy person, but when I've been clumsy, it's been a doozy. But I am clumsy during my period.
That's what I was going to ask about. Yeah.
I am clumsy during my period because I have done, when I have cut myself the most cooking, or I remember one time I tripped and caught myself on the grill. Do you remember when I did that?
Good God.
I was going down. That was a different one. That was when I was putting in, burns, cuts, stubbing my toe, tripping, all of that, always right before my period. And I thought I was just crazy. And then I looked it up, and it's because your body's producing too much estrogen that you lack balance.
Okay.
So there is a thing to being clumsy and being, I mean, can they give more shit to a woman? I'm not trying to complain, but I'm just like, we're already going to bleed for 5 days. Do you have to make it impossible for me to cut an apple for my kid the day before so that I bleed from my natural parts, and then I'm also bleeding from another part.
The girl who does my nails was telling me that women are really sensitive about their nails being filed when they're on their period. Like, she goes, I can tell you when somebody, I'm doing their nails, and they're like pulling back a lot
because they're more sensory.
More sensitive. Yeah,
weird.
Well, that's also estrogen.
That's also when you want to bangarang, I think. So, right, like around the time of ovulation, you're like,
oh yeah,
give me some of that, and you could be as annoyed as fuck, but you're still like, I think banging seems good.
I think I'm broken. I got nervous.
No, because we've been married a long time, and I've had enough periods. As far as I'm having more now.
Dues, yeah.
Now I'm just broken all the time. But I will say, the thing that happened to me, here's what I love about falling down.
Okay.
Falling down is the greatest equalizer for every human being because nobody does it well.
Nobody looks cool.
Everybody has like a weird hunched back. Your hands go into like a crab
face.
You make weird noises that like are not cool. Like guys scream or women go.
You toot escape.
Yeah. You queef. Like nothing.
You lose control of everything but protecting your brain.
Like every person, no matter how famous and beautiful you are, if you hit the skids, it's funny. It is funny.
Yeah.
And like, there's nothing better than a model walking down the catwalk and she eats shit on those impossible shoes.
Yeah.
And she just looks like a card table fall. It's like, it's fair play. It's the universe saying, I mean, we grew up with ice. Like, you grow up in a place where it's icy. You're gonna slide down a driveway and you're gonna pray for your life. And if someone sees you, they're gonna laugh all day. And they're going to feel bad about laughing, but there's a science behind it.
I get it. Man, I think it's so funny, and it might be evil, but I think it's so funny when, as long as they don't get hurt.
That's the thing.
You got to pause your laughter until you see if they get hurt or not, but I used to ice skate too, so I learned how to fall. Like, your body remembers how to fall, so much so that I fell underneath a car one time, a Ford Taurus, and I didn't even spill my Pepsi on ice because I was so used to it, you know? Like,
Colin told me when he lived in Chicago, he was from Houston, and he had just moved to Chicago, and he was... Colin enjoyed college and burritos, so Colin was a little poundy at the time. He'll be the first to admit, and he was working on it. He was working on it, but at this point, he was coming into camp at about 3 bills. So big boy, 6'3", big round, cute Colin, walking down the streets of Chicago, and he had to wear dress shoes.
Oof, boy, that's not that's hard.
He had to
wear
dress shoes to work in this law office that he was working at, and then he would do comedy at night. And he was walking, and he said, man, walking in dress shoes in the snow, it's so hard, and I'm not from there. And he was walking by the most popular Starbucks that they had in Chicago. And there's a corner where, like, it's just people going to, like, city jobs. And he said he hit a patch of ice. And he was like a cartoon where his legs just kept going up in the air. And finally, he, like, grabbed for dear life. And he smacked the window. But the window wasn't double-sided. So he said, like, everybody inside shit their pants. And, like, just, like, 300 pounds of sheer fear and pain just slap this wall. And, like, he said this woman, like, spilled her coffee all over, and then a guy behind it was, like, this never-ending cartoon. And I'm like, It's the great equalizer. Like, yeah, there's no moment where you feel like a bigger dickhead than when you fucking fall unexpectedly.
Haven't you done that too? That is intense pain when you smack something to try and hold yourself up and you hit it
so hard.
That is such a weird sensation.
I'm going to throw my college roommate under the bus because I don't think I've ever laughed harder at this. And I'm going to preface with this. Her name is Jen. She was blonde.
She sounds hot.
So hot. Yeah. And very cool. Sometimes a little too cool. Mm. And so she got those really expensive perms that I knew no one else could afford. Those helicopter, like they were called helicopter perms, where it was like one big rod and then it would go hook up into the other. So you'd get those like spindly, like,
oh, pretty,
like late 90s.
SJP kind
of. Totally, yeah, like big. And she would use like a gallon of Paul Mitchell mousse. I was like, what are you, millionaire?
Yeah.
So like she would like, and then just like, so it was so like big. And she was cool and she had a bright blue eyes and she was dressed cool and look cool. And we lived together. And one time I was in watching TV and the screen door was shut. And she walked right into it.
Oh, God.
And it was a thick screen door. And yeah, so the screen door did not break, but it broke through it. Like, it, she was like face planting on a see-through trampoline. I've never seen a face contort like that. And it wasn't only that. It was like her hands hit the same time as her face. And like, her nose went into like a little Miss Piggy. And I made sure she was okay.
Back then. Yeah.
I made sure she was okay. I was like, are you okay? And then the image hit my brain and I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. And she was so mad
She doesn't get she doesn't get to be mad about that.
I still can get the giggles thinking about it because so demoralizing.
Yeah.
For her, for one.
Yeah. Ran into it like a Siberian husky.
I mean, she did. It was like, boof. And then, of course, it flew her back. And so she fell back and it was all I could do is repeat. So I felt like a bad person for laughing. And you always say, when people fall down, you laugh, but you make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
There is science behind it, and I didn't know that. I know. This is so cool. So I found this article, and it's by these two German scientists, for the lack of a better word. I can't describe what they do because it's really heady. Basically, the way that your defense mechanisms and your survival skills inside of your body naturally produce, so does your sense of humor. So, like, everybody's sense of humor, there is a baseline for a sense of humor, which is why I think everybody deep down inside thinks a good fart joke is hilarious. When somebody farts unnecessarily or accidentally, it's hilarious.
What kind of monster?
We call it, like, seventh grade humor. Yeah. But that's a baseline for humans. It's like there is a baseline of something being funny, and we all have a baseline of people falling down.
Nice.
Yes, and the reason is because I want to use their words. Should have gone to a better college. Another crucial characteristic is incongruity.
Yeah.
It's basically which can be seen in the improbable or inconsistent relation between the punchline and the joke, meaning someone falling down that's all dressed up, that is in opposition to what they're really supposed to be doing. So that's why we find it ultimately funny. That's why we find it really funny when a model falls down in a catwalk show, because we're like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful thing. And then if they eat shit, it's funny. Or when somebody who is a little rounder falls down, we're not as concerned for them because generally younger and rounder, we know they're going to bounce back and be okay. But if it's someone that's frail or someone that's elderly or something like that, we don't find it funny because we feel compassionate and we worry about them. If you're not worried about them, it's fair and it's natural to think it's funny.
Okay. Well, I might have actually learned this from watching America's Funniest Videos with my kids, because I don't do much cerebral anymore. But I'm pretty sure that they were saying, you can call me wrong and message us if you want to, but I believe, like, monkeys laugh at each other when they fall out of trees and stuff like that.
Because it's hilarious. I would be there, too.
Oh, no. It was like Smithsonian Channel or something like that.
I was going to say, America's Funniest Video. That's the smartest one-liner I've ever heard.
But they do, because you're aware of danger. It, like, you're reminded that there's this thing that you could trip over right there. And so it's, like, delightful that you didn't do it. Like, you're not tripping over it. It was in the same thing I learned, where that startle thing is from when we lived in trees as monkeys, because it's your last warning before the danger happens.
How weird.
Yeah. So, gosh, you guys, all I'm saying is science is on my side. Science I'm not is an on asshole. My side.
You're not an
asshole.
It's totally natural to laugh when somebody falls. It's why, like, on TikTok, it's, like, our favorite thing to see is, like, there's a whole thing about, like, it's, like, white girls getting drunk or something. Yeah. Like, and they're like, have you ever seen, like, she will fall down, she will get back up, she will fall down again. I mean, there is comedy in somebody falling down. Obviously, that they also said you can have empathy and find it funny at the same time. Your reaction to someone falling, you can feel empathetic. Because you know, have you ever seen someone fall down and go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But if they came up with a bloody nose, you wouldn't laugh.
No.
But if they're okay. Now that cuts to my terrible fall. The only reason I laugh at people is because I've taken some of the best.
Yeah.
I am delightful at it. And I add flourish when I go down. There's extra.
A little artistic.
Yeah, a little artistic. Extra points. Added.
Yeah.
Uncoolness to it. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't shock you. The other night, we're in our tiny house as we're doing our renovation. I haven't been sleeping great for a million reasons. Kid Finn had COVID. I was super worried. I wasn't sleeping very well. Colin and I are sleeping in a queen size bed. We are used to a king size bed. And he is a king size person. And he feels the need to. I don't think his subconscious knows he's married. Because when he's in a bed, he lays like an ex.
No, that's men just don't. They're like, whatever I need to do to get comfortable, I'm going to do.
If we were in a cave, I would maybe push you out of the cave and be like, you know what? Wildebeest, have at it. Like, I am done. This is. He is taking too much room of this cave.
It's not a defensive posture.
No, this is. We're supposed to be like spooning or like whatever. No, he does an X, like hands out, legs out. And I'm in a little tiny, like, I'm like in a little ball on the side and I kind of stay the same posture all the time.
I can feel the edge of the bed pretty much.
Me too. I wonder if that's like a cut and run kind of thing. Like you're like, I'm out. So I was laying in bed. The dogs are following us everywhere because they're totally freaked out by the house getting torn apart. So we're in this little tiny, the room is small. The bedrooms are so small. We can barely fit a dresser in there. Like it's tiny living. And I get up in the middle of the night to go pee, as I do. Yeah. And there is a giant rug called my golden retriever right at my feet. Not just a little bit at my feet. Like a lot at my feet. And I'm sure it looked so awesome. If somebody could have recorded it, it would be so awesome. Because not only did she catch the top of my right foot, she caught the top of my left foot. So both of my feet. And I did that weird thing where like you crab like with your fingers.
Yeah.
And I thought I had more room until I hit the wall.
Oh,
nope. I went full speed into the side of the wall. And it was like a cartoon where you hit it and then you just like slowly like
slide down it.
All the way down.
Oh,
so I cut open my elbow.
It's a big scab.
I thought I had broke my wrist. I definitely twisted my hip. Both of my ankles hurt. And my husband jumps out of bed. I'm glad he was worried. He heard anything.
Wait, did he jump out and start laughing?
Or did he jump out and be like, hey, are we going to fool around? No. I hit the wall so hard. He goes, oh my God. And he like turns on the light. And I'm like, I'm okay. But I was not okay. There was like blood on the wall. And I was in the corner.
No.
And my hands were like this. And I was like, my hands were like up against my face. And I was like, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. And then he goes, are you okay? And I was like, I don't think I'm okay.
But that's the thing with dogs is you go, you're like, I would be able to step over you. Like you feel dog. So you lift up and go to step over and then they freak out and then you don't have a place to put.
Yeah. I so fully fell over Sky and fell. And all I can think to myself is like, it's fair if he laughs because this would be funny. He did not laugh. I'm fine. Everything's okay. Just because I'm old and when I fall, I break things more.
Well, I know.
There's no bounce back.
I did. Okay, this was what I read. I didn't see this on AFV, you guys. I read this because there was this new study saying one of the best indicators of longevity is your balance.
Yes. Like, oh, ask Terry Hensley about that.
Why? Is she? Do I want to?
Steps with Leslie. And then also, she makes my dad get up during commercial breaks and they practice balance moves.
Good.
Every commercial break.
It will make you live 10 years longer. So that's why.
Terry would love to chime in about balance.
I've been doing all my falls and stuff like that and dumb stuff. I'm like, does this mean I'm dying? What is this?
It is important. I mean, I think like it's a good habit to get into. That's why I think yoga is cool. I wish I liked it more. My brain goes too fast. But I do see absolute benefit in that part of it. Also, yeah. just flexibility, because I used to be able to do the right splits, left splits, middle splits. I used to be able to, like, grab the back of my foot. I was so popular.
Very popular.
But
take that, Jen.
I sit down and try to do, like, reach
college
to the right.
Jen.
Right, college roommate. I try to reach to my right leg and reach to my left leg, and it doesn't look like a V. I think I'm literally spreading my legs, but what I'm in fact doing is, like, they're just straight ahead.
Funny.
That's how inflexible I
do when I watch my husband. And he's got a good high kick, but when I watch him do, like, a V to stretch, I'm like, that's adorable.
That doesn't look like
that's
a V.
That's like
that looks like a C.
It's literally, like, just how you stand.
I know.
Your feet are that way.
Like,
apart.
The toe touch is, like, have you started?
My son, too. It's, like, it's so funny how boys
are very, their flexibility is very different.
Yeah.
Colin, although, is so flexible.
My husband,
it's so weird. He's so weird. He's the best turnout. If he were to be a ballet dancer, he'd be great at it. And he does dance. Listen, he's all shoulders. Mm-hmm. He's all, when he's dancing.
That's, you know, that's why he didn't get hurt in that Starbucks window, because he was
loose.
Oh,
God.
Like, that's what they say.
It's 100% true.
He
just got
up in a rear-ending incident.
That guy, and I'm sure every explicative you can imagine was going, oh, shit, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's also got a loud voice, too. So when he screamed something and hit the window, I would have spilled my coffee.
That's how it is when you hit ice, too, because ice is the worst, because it's going to take you a good 15 seconds before your body gives out. You're trying. That's why nobody ever wants to go roller skating or ice skating on a first date, because it emasculates men so much.
Yeah, no. You got to be solidly married before you go.
You got to be, because your hands are out like you're a toddler.
But that's I hate to make generalizations about men and women, but, like, my husband's relatively athletic. And when we went ice skating, I was like, what's wrong with your body, man? Like, what? Like, why does it move like that? Like, you're just supposed to skate.
I
and
know.
He was like, get, so much so that he fell. And I was like, well, that's not a good fall. And his head hit the ice, and it literally bounced again and hit the ice. And of course, he's like, I think I can taste my brain. I can taste that liquid or whatever. And I was like, no, you can't. Like, but I go, it was interesting that you hit it twice. Can you not control your body, man? Like,
yeah, they don't
really
do well in situations like that, which is why I instantly want to go. Colin will not get on the ice. My son, on the other hand, I do think Finn approaches life the same way. Like, the thing that I like the way Finn does things is he's like, he is balls to the wall. Like, if he doesn't know how to do something, he's not sitting on the sideline going, okay, if I put my right foot above my left foot. And, like, I kind of do that. I'm like, I need to, like, measure so that I can, like, prepare to take a risk. Finn's like, you know, the only way you're going to learn is if you fall down the mountain and you just keep falling, and eventually you'll stand up at some point. And so he ice skates like he's falling down a hill. You just are. He's, like, in this position where he's gonna fall, and then by the time we left New York, he skated.
He had it
perfectly.
Yeah, that's like this body awareness thing, and this could be really dumb. I don't know, but I want my kids. I don't want them to get really injured, but I want them to get scuffed up more than they do. Because when I was a kid, I think part of the reason I'm, like, quote unquote, good at falling, or, like, is that I fell so much as a kid. Like,
oh,
there's this
God.
Body awareness you get from, like, running down a hill too fast, where you, like, totally lose control and you got to, like...
And that was the point.
And you have to figure out how to recover from that. Like, Finn's athletic, so he, like, knows his body. And I feel like when my kids, like, scuff up their knee, I'm like, great, go, you know, get
but
back
But I know,
on
we're
that.
A little too careful these days, though.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin built a... like, a go-kart that was made out of wood and wheels. And he's like... Hey, Kristen, get in this. I'm going to push it down the hill as fast as I can and see if it stays together. And I go, okay.
Number one,
I got
it
in
didn't
it.
Stay together.
No, it didn't stay together.
No.
I was literally full of abrasions. And you know what I didn't do? Go to my, even though I was crying and it hurt like hell,
no,
I was like,
get in trouble for
Terry's
being so
not going to care.
No.
Also, nobody's going to waste Band-Aids.
That's the thing. If you did something like that and you got hurt bad enough, you were in trouble for being
You were in
so
trouble.
Stupid.
Also, you were in trouble for sitting on the furniture, because if you got blood on it, that's just being
Absolutely. My mom used to say to me all the time when I was a kid, she was right in one thing. She goes, look at your legs. They're always, like, bruised up and scabbed up. You're not going to have nice legs when you get older, because they're going to be all scarred up.
Barb.
No, I know.
That's the A. Listen.
But the other thing is, though, I did fall face flat on my running, chasing my brother on the driveway at my grandparents' house. And I think it's second grade photo, has a huge scab on my nose.
Yeah, so. Eleanor has one from a hula hoop. I'm like, what are you going to do?
You can't not hula hoop, you guys.
You can't
know.
Well, it was another kid
stuff.
Hula hooping, and I was like, wow, how fast were they going?
I know. What was it made of?
I think it's public school hula hoop, so probably like a metal bar.
It's had some chips out of it. Like.
It's like the top of a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where'd you guys get this? It's got
cheap.
Tetanus.
It's cheap. Yeah.
But
we only
I
got
think,
one vendor we can use.
I think falling down and falling down are important. It's a good sign. It's
yeah.
a good sign of like all of it. And it's okay to laugh, make sure the person's okay. But like it's all the way God gives us a sense of humor to like level the playing field. Because all I think to myself is like if Gal Gadot tripped, she's going to look dumb too.
Yeah.
You know, God we all know her. I'm going to look super dumb. That is not, no one is like, boy, I bet if anything, Kristen can do anything.
She
it's
really look
fall
cool
with
when
grace.
She falls. Yeah. Yeah.
But Gal Gadot is going to look just as weird and uncomfortable as me. And that's our thoughts on falling down.
But I do have this really awesome, inspirational mom box.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm gonna give her name Liana.
We like that.
Liana, it's a very pretty name. Okay, lots of emojis.
I was gonna
like.
Say, you I gotta
know,
like.
So, it's so great. Okay.
I love when people use emojis.
And it's long, and she basically dared us to do this, so I'm gonna do it. Okay, hi, Kristen and Jen. She spelled Kristen right. Wait.
Somebody tell her to call my mom.
I know. Will you contact Terry? She's doing steps with Leslie.
Steps
she's
with Leslie.
Busy. Okay.
Jen, I'm doing my balance exercises. I'll call you later.
I love you both, and I want to say thank you so much for what you do. Much like the young male mom who happened to stumble across your show when he was at work and thought, yeah, that's not for me. I found one of your videos on Facebook about 4 years ago, and I thought the same thing. I don't have kids. I was a single girl. I was about 26. Oh, I remember those days.
Oh. Good I hope she talks about that more.
But something, I don't remember what, prompted me to watch it, and I laughed my ass off. But then I lost track of your content because I really don't go on social media very often, and I got into a relationship, into a master's program, and started a new job. Now I'm 31, 3 years into my relationship, and nearly a year into my job as a registrar specialist. Registrar specialist. I have had epilepsy for about 7 years, and I'm getting ready to stay in the hospital for about a week so they can monitor my brain and hopefully get some information about my seizures. So we hope that you get answers and can get that under control. So sending you lots of love. But I started to go on Instagram again just to find some positivity. And then she found our podcast.
Oh.
So she said, I just binged all the episodes, literally even during my work days since I'm a remote worker, something I kind of have to be since I can't have a license due to the epilepsy. I've literally been telling everyone I know about your podcast and social media, guys, girls, moms, bosses, everyone. I just love you ladies. And I'm sad. I don't think I will be able to make your live show, but please do another one someday. I realize this message is too long for a mom box, but I just really wanted to share how much I love and appreciate you and how much you're a part of my life and how much positivity you bring me and hopefully others, since I seriously recommend you to everyone. And I think my dad, who's coming to stay during my hospital stay, he and I will just binge your podcast while I'm in the hospital. I plan on writing you many more messages. Thank you for what you do. All the love to you, girl.
All the love to you, girl.
Good and, energy and positivity.
Don't worry. We're taking good care of her.
Yeah.
We're gonna send her a few things.
I asked for your address.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to
send you some storage unit
junk
stuff.
From our storage unit because we, nothing but the best, Clark.
Nothing but the best for you, lady. But we're going to send you some feel good stuff and sending you all the love. I know epilepsy is it's a tough road, but there's a lot of really smart people researching and working towards helping people with epilepsy. So we are sending you all of our love and
you're going to get up
wishes.
And you're going to get back up, lady.
And you're going to come see us live and we're going to have a great time.
And we're going to party. So thank you for your beautiful message. And thanks for listening to the podcast. You guys are doing.